You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
This is Mag Sync Radio, and that is the Magic Conch. That's so exciting, Rocker. They're in the studio. I've had the goosebumps.
Oh, man. Magic Conch is just, you know, a standard here on Mag Sync Radio, right?
It sure is.
Booty on My Mind. We've been playing that song for a long time. Magic Conch is a four-piece rock group here in Madison, formed within the all-knowing seashell of wisdom in 2016. Magic Conch has two full-length albums and are working on a third. And Magic Conch is in town celebrating Andy, the singer's birthday, and rehearsing for a show on December 6th at the Harmony Bar on Madison's East Side. In the studio with us tonight is Andy couldn't make it. Hey, Andy, we wish you were here, but
it's
Mark and Andrew are.
Rocker.
Yeah. It's his birthday. Guys, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.
Magic, excuse me. Who's the SpongeBob fanatic in the band?
It's all of us.
What? All of you guys.
Really?
That's like when we hang out, we just put SpongeBob on.
Yeah.
We make SpongeBob jokes nonstop. I think that was like one of the core bonding things for all of us.
Is you like you join your band? Is there some kind of like, you know, sheet that you have to be like, put down the answers?
You know,
you're
no
judged on your SpongeBob. You're judged on your SpongeBob knowledge trivia.
I like that idea. It is now.
I'm pretty sure I still have my old SpongeBob DVD, like with the best of the first three seasons on it.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good stuff. That's the gold.
That's all we did this morning. We woke up and we watched SpongeBob. I swear to God.
That is so funny. Magic Conch formed in 2016, and unlike many college bands, Magic Conch has stayed together despite members living in Chicago, Madison, and Minneapolis. Tell us a brief history of Magic Conch and how you were able to stay together, you know, over this distance, and you were together, you were just telling me you were together 4 years here in Madison, and then so 5 years, it's been this kind of satellited band. How do you guys do that?
Something about, like, the four of us, when we play together, I think we all write the type of music that we like to play, so it's, like, really invigorating and fun to just, I don't know, have four group of guys where you, I don't know, just write, and whatever comes out is super fun, and I think it's that easy.
You know, do you all play at the same time or using some type of Zoom software, or do you guys just kind of send pieces back and forth? How does that process happen?
Yeah, we still try to meet up like every month or a couple months, and we have, I keep my drum kit here, so that's where everyone has to come to practice. But yeah, we send little notes back and forth, you know, technology's great.
Do you also have them on your couch then too?
Yeah.
That's awesome. excuse me. And, you know, does that help you guys with booking? Because I was thinking, gosh, you know, people live in those different cities. That must give you an advantage kind of booking outside of just Madison. Because I know that it's hard for bands to either, A, from out of town, get in Madison, or B, kind of get gigs outside of Madison.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I think for sure both Jack and Andy, who are the other members who aren't here, they have other groups that they play with in their, you know, now home city.
Mm.
So it's nice. We will synchronize up and get to move around, and that's really fun.
Nice. So basically, you know, everywhere you go, Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, you guys got couches.
Yep.
Feels like
exactly.
A home show, yeah.
Nice. Well, hey, Andy's birthday. He's not here, but is there some kind of celebration? What were you guys doing for Andy's birthday?
You know, actually, we were writing. We got some new stuff. Maybe taking a couple sips here and there.
Yeah.
Staying
party down here in Madison.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Good time.
We are the most uncool band. We sit in Mark's living room, we drink some booze, and we play video games all night long.
And watch SpongeBob.
That's what we do.
Is it the SpongeBob video game? Do you guys have that?
No.
Oh, what?
I like the way you think.
Oh.
Best of both worlds.
And tell us about your new songs. You're preparing for a new album, and is there any timeline to release any singles early? You know that we want it right away.
You know, that is a great idea. We have one that's completely done.
All right.
The second one we just started yesterday, and it's almost done today, as of today. So we're getting to that point when it comes to recording. Andrew, I think you could answer this one better than me.
Yeah, I think all of us grew up, you know, with albums. So, like, making a full-length album is, like, in our head. But
right.
Obviously, singles and, like, smaller pieces are more common now. So I think we've been saying maybe we should do that for like this next batch of songs, just to so we can share it with people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's probably what we'll do.
A double album.
Yeah.
Because those are very useful, you know, when they fold up. Now, when the recording process, are you guys, you know, do you guys then get together in one studio in one city, or are you guys recording that on your different locations? Because you were talking about the last album, you were all in different locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do all of the above. So we do most of our writing all together as a unit in our rehearsal space here in Madison. That's where we write. But recording, we kind of each do it individually.
Wow.
And travel around. So
that's an intense way to do it.
We did all of the guitar solos for the second album in Jack's living room with headphones over a long weekend.
With SpongeBob on the TV.
Yep.
That's how it's got to work. Well, coming up in December 6th, the Magic Conch is playing the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue along with Secret Formula from Omaha, Nebraska. How is your live show different from your record?
Ooh, I think we try to keep it as similar. You know, we try to project our records into our live show. You know, like I think a lot of that is from listening to so much Rush and prog bands where they're like, hey, we want to make sure our album sounds just like our live show. And I think we kind of do the same thing.
Wow.
For the most part.
That's a pretty cool. That's really awesome. Tell us about Secret Formula. Who are these guys coming in from Omaha?
Yeah, I'm really excited. They're another like progressive, funky, like alternative band. And Secret Formula is another SpongeBob reference.
Which is I just made the connection.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
So we are really stoked for this show. We think it's going to be a great time. We hope our fans are going to really like them.
Yeah. And all SpongeBob fans should be there.
Yeah.
December 6th, that is going to be at the Harmony Bar here in Madison on the east side, Atwood Avenue. And Magic Conch is coming back to the Mad City, to the Crystal Corner on Willie Street in April. How do we keep up with Magic Conch and find your music online?
We're on all the major streaming services, Facebook, Instagram.
Spotify. I know I got your albums locked into my Spotify account.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're not doing anything for Annoy Squidward Day?
Ooh, what is this?
You know, she works, you got to watch out for her because she works for a trivia company. So
we're really missing Andy right now. Andy would know this. And it's paining me that I don't.
Oh.
February 15th, come on.
Ooh, okay.
We better book a show that day.
Now we know, man. You guys got to get on it. Mark, Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time to come in our studio tonight and chat with us. We look forward to seeing you soon and getting a copy of the new album. Is it going to have a SpongeBob title?
It will.
Absolutely.
Because the last album was Fine Dining and Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll be waiting. Right now, let's check out a song from Magic Conch's second album, Fine Dining and Breathing. This is called Meet Me in the Middle. Tell me a little bit about this song before we take a listen.
I remember, so shout out to Paradigm Productions, Jake Johnson. He's mixed both of our albums. And this was the last song that we had mixed. And I just remember when the verse comes in, it's kind of like a offbeat reggae feel, which all of our songs sound really different. I remember he really enjoyed that section of it. So I just think about that every time we play it.
With a reggae feel. All right, well, let's check it out. This is Meet Me in the Middle, Magic Conch. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.